Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Money Talk is a podcast where we talk about money. This podcast is a place for me to be able to share what I learn and enjoy about personal finance. Here, you'll learn something about everything from budgeting to retiring. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk. We are 8 episodes in, and I am shocked at how quickly this podcast is growing. There are so many listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. But in this week's episode, we are going to be talking about credit cards, the daunting and potentially dangerous credit card. Let's explore the basics of what a credit card is. Then we're going to get into the bad news and some good news about credit cards. How do you stay in control with a credit card? We will also talk about that today as well. Then we'll wrap up with my stance and thoughts on credit cards, and hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll have a better understanding of credit cards as a whole and be able to take your own stance for credit cards. Thank you for listening to Money Talk, and let's get into today's episode. So the first segment, what is a credit card? Well, a credit card, it's a line of credit that you're allowed to actively tap to spend money. So the bank or credit union give you a metal or plastic card that allows you to immediately tap a money for spending purposes. It's really simple, honestly. A credit card is also a method to help you build your credit score. You'll sometimes hear banks or credit unions push a secured credit card, and that's a way of having you back the credit limit instead of them, so that if you can't make your payments, you have a safety net to fall back on with the secured amount for your credit card. But how do you benefit from a credit card? Well, there's lots of ways, whether it's like travel rewards points or cash back, whether it's quarterly or monthly or sometimes daily with some credit cards. Another way you can benefit is fraud protection or traveling services or special treatment when it comes to like flight lounges and things like that. There's a whole lot of benefits that if you really go down the rabbit hole, you can start to uncover some pretty cool ones that places offer, like reimbursement for changing sales. So say you buy a TV and then suddenly the price changes, they'll reimburse that difference for you. Or a cool one that's starting to fade away is extended warranties. So say you buy something with a year warranty, some credit cards used to extend that warranty out for 2 years, which is honestly pretty great because most manufacturer warranties usually run out right when the product starts to fall apart, don't they? So the credit card warranty really helped a lot of people out in those cases, but that one is starting to go away. But there are a lot of benefits from credit cards that get handed down to the consumer that you could benefit from. But why do banks offer credit cards? Why would they offer something that's just going to benefit somebody? How do they make money on them? Well, it's credit card debt. That's how they make money on them. They're not going to offer them if they're not making money off of them. That's why you always see credit cards capped at around 1, 2, maybe a little bit higher percent back, because that's where they found their threshold is. Because if you're carrying credit card debt, that 2% back is not, like, it doesn't count because you're paying 15, 18, 20 or more interest on your credit card purchases, which just completely negates any reward or cashback. So if you're paying interest on your credit cards, the benefits you're likely getting are nothing because you're paying them way more money than you could ever get out of those rewards and such. So now that you've heard how banks make money off of you, let's get into some more of the bad news about credit cards, and then we'll talk about the good news. So now let's get into the bad news about credit cards. One New York Times headline says, "Credit card debt is bad for more than just your finances." The article reads that the stress of carrying credit card debt through adulthood is linked to poor health, including joint pain or stiffness that interferes with daily activities. And that's from a study by the University of Missouri. The Department of Labor used data to analyze 7,900 baby boomers from ages 28 to 40, and that research study found that people who consistently carried high levels of unsecured debt were 76% more likely to have pain that interfered with their daily life than people with no unsecured debt. So the point being, if you're carrying credit card debt it's bad for more than just your finances. It's bad for your physical health and your mental health, of course, because that weight that bears down on you not only causes stress, but stress can lead to actual physical ailments. And I'm sure we've all experienced that in times where we're extremely stressed at work and you just feel like you can't quite fight this cough for some reason. Or you're extremely stressed in your marriage or your finances especially, and suddenly your back's hurting a little bit more. You're not getting as good of sleep. And credit card debt can extremely impact your physical health in some crazy ways that you might not imagine. Like it said, joint pain and stiffness that interferes with daily activities. That's no fun. You're out there putting things on a credit card so that you can have fun, and then you're carrying the credit card debt, which is ultimately degrading your physical health, making it so you can't have fun in your day-to-day life. Like I said, banks offer credit cards for the interest rate, which is bad news to you. Do not pay interest on a credit card. It's not going to lead to anything good for you, I promise. Stay far away from credit card debt and that interest rate. It's the worst kind of debt. The only thing worse would probably be a high interest collateralized debt. Like if you have an auto loan with an interest rate that's rivaling a credit card, get away from that because they can take your car back. At least with a credit card, it's unsecured. They can't and won't come take your random things that you're buying with your credit card away from you. They will try to collect on the debt, and that can cause even more stress and pain for you, but you're not going to lose your car or your house with credit card debt. That's at least a slim silver lining, I guess, but credit cards can be a lot of bad news, and all the bad news comes with credit card debt. But there is good news about credit cards. Let's get into that next. So now let's talk about the good news about credit cards. There is some good news. It's not all doom and gloom when it comes to credit cards, like some people say. The one thing is you can come out ahead, but do not expect to get rich from your credit card. While there is strategies you can use to get free travel and things like that, you're not really going to come out that far ahead, and you shouldn't devote a whole bunch of time to trying to come out ahead. It really shouldn't be a full-time or even part-time job. You should figure out what you want to do with your credit cards and then maintain that strategy. Just like I talked about a few episodes ago with a written plan, figure out your plan for your credit cards, find a few that work for you, and just live life. But credit cards can also build your credit interest-free. So if you're paying them off every single month and avoiding interest, your credit's going to go up because it's going to show credit utilization as well as increase your average account history and many other things that impact your credit. Like I said, you can get rewards and bonuses. Don't expect to get rich from them, but you can get sign-up bonuses. Like right now, my wife and I are currently working on a credit card bonus that'll get us quite a bit of free travel points that we can use towards purchasing travel. We're looking to go to Hawaii when she graduates PA school, and at this rate, we may be able to go for free if we keep capitalizing on credit card bonuses. There's flexibility and protection. So say you do come in a real bind and you're one paycheck short for something that you absolutely need, like groceries. Well, credit cards allow you to kind of carry that gap. While it's something you probably don't really want to be doing too often, it's certainly something that credit cards can help you with. And there is more protection. What are you going to do if you wake up one morning and someone stole your card information and charged you thousands and thousands of dollars? Well, if it's a debit card, you're probably going to start crying like crazy because you're out thousands and thousands of dollars. But if it's on a credit card, well, then you have a little bit more protection because they didn't actually take your money. And if you have the time, if it's at the beginning of the month, you probably have a good month and a half before the payments really even due, before interest starts accruing on it. So you have quite a bit of time for your bank or credit union to work out that fraud. But let's talk about a new segment next. We're going to go over some questions that were submitted about credit cards. So stay tuned for this new segment. Welcome to a brand new segment where I'm going to be answering some rapid fire questions that were submitted to me from listeners in our audience. So here we go. I'm just going to go through these questions really quickly and give you a quick and concise answer. So the first question is, why are credit cards a good idea? Well, they're a good idea for a few reasons. You can build your credit interest-free. You can get interest-free rewards that are also tax-free. You can get an occasional nice sign-up bonus. You get additional flexibility and maybe some cool little bonuses like extended warranties or some nice sign-up bonuses and some additional fraud protection. Next question is, what is the use of a credit card? Well, it's just simply a way to spend your money, but also a way to maybe get some cash back from it. Next question is it better to pay off a credit card in one go or monthly? Well, you should be paying off your credit card every single month, and you should be avoiding interest. Never, ever, ever pay interest on your credit card. What is the best way to build credit with a credit card rather than damage it? Well, just simply pay it. Make sure you're not spending more on your credit card than you have in your checking account. That way you can pay it off every single month instead of carrying interest. And even carrying interest isn't going to damage your credit. Keeping your credit cards maxed out and missing a payment or two is going to damage your credit greatly. Next question. How many credit cards should a person have? Well, this one's kind of hard. If you're somebody who struggles with credit cards, maybe only one. If you're someone who's really good with your finances and has everything in order, have a whole bunch. Like, try to maximize your rewards. It can take a bit of strategizing, but it's totally possible. Next question. Should you get store credit cards? I say yes. If you're not currently doing something with trying to get a cashback bonus or a sign-up bonus, and you frequent a store often enough, like Walmart or Best Buy, or some reason you're purchasing a lot at one specific store, the store credit card probably isn't a bad idea because they generally offer higher than normal on that store specifically. So you could be getting 5% back instead of 2% back. It's all about looking into which credit card gives you the best percent back. Who should have a credit card? Not everybody. You should have a credit card if you're good with your finances and can manage your spending. You should not have a credit card if you don't know how to budget and if you don't know how to keep track of your spending. Because believe it or not, your credit card will quickly max itself out if you have available limit, because you're going to see that available limit as if you have money to spend when you in reality probably don't. So not everybody should have a credit card. People who have a good financial foundation and can manage spending their money should have a credit card. So next, let's get into how to stay in control of your credit card. There's a few things you need to keep in mind. Okay, so let's get into how to stay in control of your credit cards. The first step is to budget, which is next week's episode, actually. But you need to make sure you're budgeting. You need to make sure you have a plan of where your income's going to go. Because whether you're spending out of your checking account or off a credit card, you need to make sure you know where your money's going. So if you put $1,500 in your checking account because that's how much you budgeted to spend this month, make sure you're not spending more than that on a credit card. But being mindful of your expenses and budgeting is key. Make sure you pay it every month. Don't worry about when the billing cycle updates. Find a day of the month that you prefer to pay it. If you budget every month on the first of the month or the last Sunday or the last day of the month, pay off your credit cards on that day. When you move over to the next month's budget, pay off last month's credit cards. It just makes it simple. Don't worry about your monthly payment. Don't worry about your due date. Obviously, make sure you're paying it and getting it paid off before the monthly due date, but don't worry about it too much. Just make sure you're paying it off at least once a month and you're going to be just fine. Finally, again, budget and track your expenses. Keep track of every single expense you make. There are a lot of free apps out there that'll help you do this, as well as most websites, banks, and credit unions and credit card companies' websites and apps will help you track your expenses. So if you're only using one credit card because you're not sure how to manage a whole bunch of credit cards all at once, the app that you're using that credit card with probably has a way to track it. Keep a close eye on it. That'll help you stay within your budget and make sure you're not overspending what's available in your checking account from your income. So next, let's talk about my opinion on credit cards, my thoughts on credit cards, and my final choice on whether I use credit cards or not. So let's talk about my thoughts around credit cards. My final thoughts are that credit cards are good and something that everybody needs to learn how to use. I think they're a really good way to earn a few extra bucks on your typical spending. And that is the key, is to make sure you're using them for typical spending and not spending extra just because you have a higher limit available. Honestly, ignore the limit. Don't even think about it. Just put your regular spending on there and it'll make you some nice cash back. But if you can't use credit cards and they cause you to overspend and get in debt, then stay completely far away from them. Put them on the other side of a brick wall and don't even consider them if you can't pay them off monthly. It's just not worth the risk of carrying that high interest debt from month to month and paying like crazy just to carry a few expenses from month to month. Pay your credit cards off monthly. And I enjoy the rewards that we've gotten from our credit cards, even though it's pretty much negligible. It's not a ton of money, but it is something. Me and my wife are also following Choosify's travel hacking strategy with credit card reward bonuses. Like I mentioned earlier, we're planning to go to Hawaii when she graduates PA school and possibly do it for free with credit card rewards. So make sure you check out Choosify's travel hacking guide on their website if you want to know how to get started with that. It was really helpful for me. And another thought of mine is that when you have margin in your financial life, it unlocks so many possibilities. So being able to use credit cards for every single expense is something that we're afforded because we're not living exactly paycheck to paycheck. We know how much money exactly we have to budget with because we're budgeting based off last month's income. And it's unlocked a world of possibilities, even just this small financial independence step of budgeting based off last month's income. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Money Talk. My goal this week was to provide you with some thoughts and information surrounding credit cards. This way you can make an educated decision or get started with some more in-depth research around credit cards yourself. There can be a lot to learn about them as there's all sorts of different kinds of credit cards, but ultimately the choice is up to you. My wife and I, we choose to use credit cards for everything and pay them off at the beginning of every single month as we budget together. As I discussed in my written plans episode, you just have to be sure to have a plan. Anyways, thank you all for listening to Money Talk. This podcast is growing very rapidly, and it's pretty crazy to me. Way quicker than I could have ever imagined. I hope you're enjoying it. We're almost to the end of season one. I was hoping to do about 10 test episodes in this first season, and then I'm going to really start to nail down some few changes to the podcast. So keep your ear open in the next few episodes for a couple little tweaks and changes. Please consider sharing this podcast with your friend if it's provided you any value. I would also appreciate a 5-star review on whatever podcast player you're listening to. That helps greatly. Next week, we're going to talk about budgeting, so stay tuned. It's an exciting topic and one I really enjoy. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and have a great week.